Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I'm going to say, circle up the wagons. We're under attack. I don't even want to use the word conservative because it's thrown around way too much these days. Let's use a description or the phrase as liberty lovers, or constitutional republic believers, or independence seekers, or how about radicals for freedom, you know, like our founding fathers. The left is now going after those who dare to give you a different opinion from socialism, which is the taking of your land, the taxing for you for everything, the controlling you for everything, health, land, jobs, school, speech, and yes, your religion. Those who are not of the socialist-minded progressive groups are under attack. We've seen this in the last several weeks and months as Fox News has been under attack and the more prominent players. They must be removed from the public's ears and eyes. But this attack is not new. And even Fox News has missed the truth in the grievances against we the people. I started working in radio it's been over 20 years ago. And I came into this arena pretty naive of what's happening to the land with the land taking and the infringing upon the American citizen's way of life, the diminishing of property rights, outlandish taxes. I was pretty naive. No, we're hearing a lot right now about free speech and how it's basically no longer exists in certain areas of our nation. They've taken your children, you're paying them, and holding them hostage to socialism, progressive, and dare I say, communism ideologies. They're not being told about the truth of our founding fathers. They are not being nurtured in the ways of freedom or true independence. You know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. Doesn't say anything about safe spaces. We cannot expect Congress to fight this battle of liberty. Not gonna happen. We're in hopes that our new president, who is not one of them, will listen to reason and keep those in his court that will school him according to our independence and grievances. But in reality, it must be us, we the people, who recognize the crisis and circle up the wagons. The circle is because the attack is from all sides, from all directions, and we must fight together, not one wagon at a time, but together. This is Thursday, and once again, we'll be visiting with a representative of the soon-approaching event, Range Rights and Resource Symposium. Straight talk on land rights in private and federal. It's going to be sponsored and is sponsored by National Federal Lands Conference and Protect the Harvest. Kathy Smith is our guest today. We're going to walk through exactly what the Range Rights and Resource Symposium is all about. I say it's a circling of the wagons to educate and activate Americans regarding property rights. Kathy Smith served as executive director of the Utah Commission on Volunteers under then Lieutenant Governor Gary Herbert, and that was from 2005 to 2008 and helped create the Be Ready Utah campaign. Founding member of the Utah Citizens Corps Council from March 2003 to July of 2008. She's also founder and chair Constitution Day Committee of Utah, 2006 to now. Layton City Council member, 2006 to 2010. She stays really busy fighting for liberty. Layton City Planning Commission member, 2004 and 2006. And on the personal side, she's president of the National Federal Lands Conference, currently serving on organizing committees 2017 for the Range Rights and Resource Symposium, which will be held in Omaha, Nebraska, May 19th through the 20th. And she's got me beat by just a little. She's a grandmother of 27 grandchildren. Her hobbies are planning Liberty Trek, playing pickleball and spending time with family and writing Bert's story. I'll have to confess, Kathy, I had to look up pickleball, and I'm telling you what, maybe I should take that up. I could quit complaining about my little extra weight I've got. Kathy, we're talking all week long about the elephant in the room. It's kind of been with the running joke, and only it's not very funny sometimes. And I'd say that destroying our private property is a huge elephant that nobody really wants to face or talk about. The National Federal Lands Conference does, Protect the Harvest does, and I'm thankful that you're taking the time and the effort to bring Americans home, circling the wagons for liberty at the Range Rights and Resource Symposium again this year. It's the second annual. And Kathy, we welcome you to CSE Talk Radio this morning.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You know, I announced to you that I found out Easter that I was going to be the grandmother of 13. We've got a new one on the way. Well, I want to tell you that since that time, it has been announced that I'm going to be the grandmother of 14. I have another son whose wife's expecting, and they're all going to be within 3 weeks of each other, and it's just hysterical what's going on. We just love it. Love it, love it, love it.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Well, yeah. It is about our
grandmother
family.
Grandmother of 27, I think. How did that happen? But when you have 8 children, it happens pretty quickly. All of a sudden, all those grandbabies start coming. So,
well, see, you've got me beat.
My 27 are from age 14 down to age 2 months now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, mine
really
are a little bit.
When we get together.
My oldest one is, I want to say she's 21, and I do have a great grandbaby. And a little girl, and she'll be a year old in Labor Day. And she was born on Labor Day. How appropriate was that for the mother? But so I've got them ranging, you know, of course, now I'm going to have some newborns. So I've got them all over the page. But I'm really thankful that these two will be close together because the other cousins, they were all, you know, in the middle there, and the older ones are at the top. So I'm excited about it. It's fun to watch the family grow and, you know, you had eight, you know, I have people that say, you know, I'm never going to catch up with you. I said, you didn't have 5 kids. So I didn't have 8, so therefore I'm not going to catch up with you.
Well, it's a blessing, and I'm really grateful that they all turned out to be good, solid citizens. Mm. That just means a lot to me. They're all good voters. They're just great, involved people, and they love liberty, and they appreciate what we're doing. So thank you for promoting the Range Rights and Resource Symposium.
Oh, absolutely.
Beth, we really appreciate it, and we're excited that you're going to be there with us.
We are. I am going to be there and bring a guest. I'm bringing my new friend, Michelle, that's kind of helping with the show, and we're pretty excited. She has 2 children, and she's homeschooling, so she's a busy girl. So she's going to have a little getaway with us.
That'll be great. You'll love it. We're going to be surrounded by amazing people, 23 experts who really know what they're talking about. Either they've had this heavy-handed experience with a federal agency we have a lot of attorneys on our panel who love liberty and can talk to us about solutions. So it's going to be a great weekend.
And, you know,
we really want you to be there.
You know, Kathy, that's what's so important, that word solutions. We hear a lot of talk shows. We hear a lot of chatter in the coffee shops all about what's going on. We hear very little about a solution. And so it's exciting when we come together, circle those wagons, and approach that elephant in the room and come up with some solution. There's my elephant. He's been doing that to me all week. It's been a lot of fun. But
I loved your intro, Beth, and I love that image of circling the wagons. And that's one of the main reasons we're having this symposium. You know, quote unquote conservatives tend to sometimes have different opinions about how we solve these problems, but we all have the same goal. And so to bring everyone together and borrowing that government term, stakeholders, we are stakeholders. We do love the land. We do love religious freedom and property, private property rights, and we love our Constitution. So bringing these experts into the room together and then having
and we're headed into a break.
So I want to and landowners
I
want to
talk
awesome.
About that, Kathy, when we come back, because we're going into one of those breaks that we just have to do. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We'll open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410 for Liberty. Beth Ann and Kathy will be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Kathy Smith. We're talking about what's coming up on May 19th through the 20th. It's the Range Rights and Resource Symposium. I have to chuckle. That is hard to say three times really fast, Kathy. Range Rights and Resource Symposium.
That's why and, we call it the 3R.
Okay, the 3R Symposium. Is that what we call it? All right. I didn't get that memo. I should have got that memo.
Yes.
You mentioned something as we were going into the break about not necessarily agreeing on everything. Wouldn't you have loved to have been in the pub or the rooms when our founding fathers were discussing a new nation and a new governing? You know they didn't agree on everything, but they did agree on the common goal of liberty and independence. And that's what I fear is missing. I know it won't be missing in Omaha. I know it won't be missing when we're at the RRRS. It won't be missing there, but In you know, when we see these young people on the universities that are basically they're protesting against free speech, and it's like, do they have a clue what they're talking about? And they don't.
They don't. They don't, Beth. They don't have a clue, and it's just so ironic, isn't
it's
it?
Heartbreaking.
I just came from a conference last week in Dallas, and it was among some higher ed people, philanthropists and professors, and that was the main topic, was this protesting that, I mean, it's just ridiculous, and I don't think they do understand the irony of it, but it's serious. It's serious. So I'm glad you brought that up. I was inspired by the people in the room, just like I know people will be if they come and join us in Omaha. You know, sometimes people talk about, well, maybe we should get away from these face-to-face meetings and just do online meetings or, you know, live streaming, which we are going to do, by the way. But we want people to be in the room with us. There's just something powerful about getting together with people who are like-minded and have the same passion that you do and want to know that they're not alone in this fight, in this effort. It just, it's refreshing and it's inspiring.
We can't do it alone. We just cannot. And when I said in the monologue, we can't rely on Congress, I mean that. I know there's a few there that, that are willing to fight for liberty. I mean, that is their job. Somebody on the other, on the left side said our job is to be, I can't remember how she worded it, but it, it's wrong. That's not what their job is. Their job isn't to fight every little thing. Their job is to fight for liberty and protect liberty. But they don't do that. They don't do that at all. And, you know, so we cannot rely on them any more than our founding fathers could rely on the king's men to do what was right. It's just not going to happen. It has to be we the people, and we cannot. You know, it's okay to have the streaming. It's okay to have some of the online conferences and such. But there's nothing like coming together face to face, shaking the hands, giving hugs with other patriots that are of the same mind, the same heart for liberty. You know, our Declaration of Independence was a list of grievances. And if you go back and read it now, it is so parallel to what we're experiencing. And it's like our founding fathers are thinking, what have you kids done?
The King of England for
King government.
Some tyrants, tyrants who are in Washington, D.C. And my experience when I worked for the Commission on Volunteers under Governor Herbert, and I had a great opportunity to work with people on the state level and the federal level as we developed the Citizen Corps Council. And it was all a response to what happened, you know, with 9/11. But my experience was that these were usually well-meaning, hardworking, well-intended people. That was the Bush administration. I think then we went to, into a period of time where people had a very different agenda and a very different view of what America should be. And now I think we have an administration who I want to believe is teachable and more closely aligned with private property rights and limited government, all the things that we stand for, free markets especially, federalism. You know, these are things that are encouraging to me. I think they're teachable, and I think we'll have people in the room at our symposium that can help teach the new administration,
you know, I'm not
the truth about America.
I'm not a doom and gloomer, but I do think this is our final chance to bring it back together. I do think that. But it's not going to happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight when we lost it. I mean, we were fooled, and we were overly trusting of our elected officials. And you've worked on the local level, and I believe that's the real answer. The real solution is we the people, and we have to take this nation back locally. The people locally. I mean, I know we have to be careful who we vote for on the state and the federal level, but our local, our commissioners, our sheriffs, our school board members, our aldermen, those people that are making decisions right there where you are so vitally important. And if we get good people in there, and then we can kind of groom them before we send them up the ladder. But I don't believe in career politicians. I believe in doing the job and going home and taking care of business. But that's not the way it's been working, and I think that's cost us our liberties.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I did have an experience just last week, though, with some local bureaucrats who were trying to stop a building project, and I approached a couple of city council members I knew and said, you need to hear this story from the point of view of the entrepreneur, the business owner, the man and his family who are taking the risk, who've invested, you know, over $1 million in this project, and you have a bureaucrat who's threatening to shut them down. The good news is they, you know, everything's good this week, but last week it was a little bit traumatic. So our local elected officials really need to be educated, too, and make sure that they have people in place who have a respect, a very healthy respect for the individual's property rights.
Well,
we're going to talk about that, too.
Yeah, let's talk about that, you know, because that is where the word sovereignty comes in as well. And that seems to be a dirty word, especially in the left. And I don't even hear them in the right say that very much anymore. But we are sovereign individuals. We have property rights. And that's what the three R's is all about, is teaching us and schooling us and educating us. And we can't do anything if we don't know the truth. So let's talk about that sovereignty, that individual property rights.
Well, my husband used to say, when the government owns the land, that's socialism.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were talking in your monologue about kind of where we've been, and I couldn't help but think about the frog in the boiling pot of water, where we've just been turning the heat up slowly over decades. My husband started this fight, you know, clear back in the 70s and the 80s. When I first met him in 1975, he was promoting the bicentennial of the Declaration of Independence. And you mentioned those, you know, the long train of abuses. Well, he was a rancher in Nevada. He'd seen his allotment cut back every time property changed hands. The BLM said, well, we automatically cut this back 10%. He said, how can you do that? You're taking my property. Well, that's just what we do, you know. So he saw a lot of ranchers and other livestock producers who were being driven out of business over the years. So the National Federal Lands Conference was established to support these bedrock principles that we've been talking about, Beth, property rights and free markets, individual liberty, a respect for individual sovereignty, unlimited government. Limited, not unlimited government. And so we try to do that by teaching the Constitution and the principles that are protected by it. And then we try to support other organizations that are doing the same thing and other individuals. One of our other sponsors is Protect the Harvest. And they were with us last year when we held this symposium in May in Utah. And they're just fantastic partners. We've enjoyed Protect the Harvest and that, friendship. They're protecting your right to hunt and fish and farm and eat meat and own pets and just keeping alive those traditions for future generations. I mean, there's an attack on even just farming and affordable food. So,
well, the animals.
It's just amazing. We do seem to be attacked on from every direction and every angle.
Why
and that circle the wagons analogy I love.
You know, because it's HSUS, the ASPCA, the PETA, all of those that are attacking farmers and not just farmers. The magicians with the rabbits, the circus. We're seeing that as a dying thing. They don't like the zoos, and they don't like the horse and carriage people in New York or Chicago or wherever those are. They have some in Kansas City. They don't want that. But when you follow the money, it all comes down to money. They don't really care about the animals. I remember when, and we're going into another break, I remember when there was a huge storm out in South Dakota, I believe it was, several years back. And I was working with Derry Brownfield at that time. And they had asked for help from HSUS. And they said no, because the cattle were already slaves. And they said no. So it's not about the animals. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Kathy Smith. Do you know what your property rights truly are? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Kathy and Beth Ann for Liberty. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166.
or send email to beth@csetalkradio.com.
Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great moreover is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property, In God and Constitution We Trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Kathy Smith, and we're talking about the Range Rights and Resource Symposium, the three R's. Almost sound like a pirate when I say that, the three R's. And we have Larry from Missouri. He has a property rights question. Larry, how are you doing today?
Hi, Beth. Yeah, I got a question about property rights, but I got a comment first about the schools, how they're all messed up, and the colleges at Berkeley out there need shut down. They won't let a conservative speak without being attacked or possibly killed, mm-hmm. while they protect the other, like the other people in there when they speak, but they can't get protection when the conservative speaks.
Everybody has a safe space except a conservative. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got a question about this property rights.
Okay.
When did having a vehicle ever become attached to your right to own land? That's a big problem right there, I think.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand that question.
You got to pay your land taxes before you can get your vehicle.
Okay, property taxes. You have to pay property taxes to get your vehicle. Kathy?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the same in every state, though. Kathy, are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
You know, not specifically, but I agree with what you're saying. You know, we've taken these principles and they've been co-opted. So we're being told that it's a privilege to drive, mm-hmm. not a right. It's a privilege that's regulated and taxed, by the state or the county. In our state, we just eliminated the emissions testing, which was something that just passed it, which is a great idea. My husband would be tickled about that. So, you know, it's just we're so used to living under the heavy hand and the thumb of the government at every level that I don't think we even know what freedom is. So I agree. I agree with what you're saying.
They put school taxes on there. They put ambulance. So many taxes on that. Property taxes. Seems like they're trying to wrap it all into one just for owning a piece of property.
Yeah, taxes. Yes, and the fines and the permits and the licenses, they're all taxes. They're all taxes
yeah.
on the people. Absolutely. Good question, Larry. Thank you. I know in Missouri you have to prove that you paid your property taxes before you can buy your vehicle and get it licensed. So it's, you know, it's one of those things. And I know all states aren't exactly the same. But you've got a lot of speakers coming in. I mean, it is going to be bam, 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 one after the other. I've had a few of them on the air. I'm pretty excited about that. And one that I haven't had on the air in this segment, but I have had her on the air and have met her at several conferences, and that's Chris Ann Hall that I'm pretty excited to meet once again. She and I have met up several times, and I consider her a very good friend, even though we don't hang out together, but I consider her a really good friend.
You wish that you could hang out with Chris Ann Hall.
Well, I've had lunch with her. I have hung out.
Yeah,
but
her enthusiasm and her knowledge of the Constitution. I've heard Chris Ann a couple of times, too, at events that we've hosted, and just to hear Chris Ann would be worth coming to Omaha, but we have 22 other equally fantastic speakers. But, yeah, I love Chris Ann Hall.
You got to listen fast. Put your fast ears on when Chris Ann is speaking, because she covers an awful lot of information, and she's just really super. I want to talk about the others, but we've got a caller from Virginia. We have Mike. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, kiddo, how you doing? Yeah, I just heard your guy call about the license and the vehicle and stuff. Well, the thing is, we have a certificate of title, not a title, to the vehicle. The original title is the MSO, which is the manufacturer's statement of origin. That gets turned into the state and is destroyed, and they issue a certificate of title. Now, if you read a certificate of title along, you know, it says the person whose name appears upon the face of this certificate of title is a, you know, owner, blah, blah, blah. But the word face, is, if you look it up in the dictionary for a legal document, is the upper outer border. In Virginia, it says the Commonwealth of Virginia. That's who owned the vehicle. Okay? It is certificate of title to you, and it's registered to you, but it's not your vehicle. The same with a piece of property. You don't own it. You get a deed. Okay? You don't have a lawyer title and stuff like that, okay, which is the actual ownership. Okay? And that's the problem. Like you said, we have gotten so used to being licensed and tagged and all this garbage for the last umpteen years that people just get used to it, and we've actually helped ourselves into being tyrannical, you know what I mean, being tyrannized, you know what I mean?
I know what you're saying.
Okay, look at the word license. In the law dictionary, the synopsis of it basically is, a license is a permit to do what otherwise is unlawful, a tort, or a trespass. And I've had more than one argument with people here when I have a little business here, working on cars and stuff, and I've had them come up to me and say, where's your business license? And I said, I don't need one. Well, what do you mean you don't need one? I said, you're telling me it's unlawful for me to work? Well, no. I said, it's a tort. Who am I hurting? Okay? And who am I trespassing on? And I've had them drive off and leave me alone. You know what I mean? So when you actually confront them with the actual law and meaning of the word, they usually back off. But most people don't have the intestinal fortitude to do that.
Well, and we have bought into a pile of lies. I don't know how else to put it, Mike and Kathy. We've just slowly been, what is it they call it? Is it sizing whenever you're training a horse? Derry used to talk about that, and it's just a little at a time, and that's exactly what Kathy, the frog in the water, a little at a time we've accepted this and we've accepted that, and next thing you know, we're taxed out to wazoo.
Well, that's what's happening, right? The water is boiling now, and the frog is almost dead. I mean, you know, we haven't jumped out of the water. We stayed there, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, it feels good. It's nice and warm. Oh, it's nice and warm. Hey, wait a minute, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And that's what's going on.
All right.
And the old say, people, you hear people say, well, you can't fight City Hall. Well, who's the one who said that? It was City Hall who said that.
All right. Okay, Mike, I'm going to let you go. I've got some callers holding, and I want Kathy to be able to address what you were just talking about. Thank you, Mike, for your call. Kathy, you know, we've accepted little by little all these things. I wrote an article called The Land of Pretending several years back, and you can go back and read it now, and it's we think we own stuff, but if you don't pay that tax or that permit or whatever, they'll come and take it away.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, we think we're free. I don't think we really know what freedom is, but I hope we find out. I think we're moving back in the right direction.
I think we are, and I think there are people that, you know, I said we celebrate Independence Day, but we don't seem to understand what independence is when we keep crying to the government, oh, take care of our health care and take care of this. And we have another caller with a question or a comment. Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I'm great, Beth Ann. My comment is, for as far as a driver's license has been beaten in 5 states, you do not have to have a driver's license. It's called the right to travel. As long as your car is legal and valid, they cannot stop you from driving.
Okay. And, I know in the state of Missouri, the driver's license on your vehicle is what actually pays the revenue for your state police, and so there is a purpose in it. If we want to have, the police that are there to kind of man the highways and other things, you know, because that is necessary in our land. It is necessary. So that is a revenue, and I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying that is a form of revenue here in the state of Missouri. I don't know about some of the other states.
No, I'm talking about driver's license itself.
Oh, okay, the personal driver's license. Okay, I'm sorry, I misunderstood
exactly.
You. Okay.
Yeah, it's been beaten in 5 states.
All right. I appreciate it. I kind of do want people to know what they're doing out there. But there's a lot of people with licenses that I don't trust on the road either. I appreciate the call, Ray. We're heading into another break, Kathy. That was a quick segment. I want to talk about these other speakers that you have coming in. And I want to direct people to rangerights.com, and let's talk about, you said you're going to have some of that online. I want to talk about that a little bit, too, when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Kathy Smith, and we're talking about the Range Rights and Resource Symposium coming up May 19th through the 20th in Omaha, Nebraska at Bellevue University. Rangerights.com is where you can find out more information, and stay tuned, because Kathy and Beth Ann will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99.
stores. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great moreover is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property, in God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Kathy, I've kind of closed the phone lines because I want you to have this time. And I want to really focus in on these speakers that you have coming and the mission of the Range Rights and Resource Symposium and whatever else is on your heart and mind. I'm going to kind of turn it over to you.
Well, thank you, Beth Ann. I just want you to know I love that quote by Sir William Blackstone, too. Not the least violation of property. Private property, even in the name of the good for the community.
And who would have thought they talked like that back then? The good for the whole community.
Exactly, exactly. So our purpose for this symposium is to, through education, we're striving to create rural and urban allies for property rights. What that means to us is this isn't just a Western lands issue. This isn't just the Midwest. This is even our urban allies. We all know stories of, I just told you one about here in our city where we had an encroachment on private property rights. So it's not just a rural issue. And then we also want to create awareness of existing property rights. And then we want to have people more aware and respect natural rights. So it's an ambitious, but very doable goal, we think, because we've got speakers that are going to talk about these things. We have one speaker you haven't heard about is Bill Norton, who's with the Center for Self-Governance.
Oh, wow.
Very popular national speaker, and his message about private property is kind of mind-boggling. It makes you think about private property as the labor of your hands and what property really means. This is the fundamental pillar upon which our republic is built. Then we also have kind of a millennial, Megan Hansen, who's coming from Strata, which is a think tank in Logan, Utah. She actually came as a college student to Strata more on the side of an environmental activist. And when she began to do the research and understand that environmental activism, she's actually become very much a free market entrepreneur enthusiast and is going to give a message that will be very interesting about different ways of protecting the environment using free market. Then we also have John Duarte. Have you heard of John from Duarte Nursery in California? He's the one that had the run-in with Army Corps of Engineers about plowing on his own land.
We've had a few of those around here, too.
We also have Ethan Lane from the Public Lands Council. Karen Bud Fallon is coming. She's well-known and respected for her work on the Equal Access to Justice Act. So we've got some great, great speakers. I think a very well-rounded program, and there are several others that I'm not mentioning. You had Tim Smith on your program. He's pretty modest about his experience in Oregon, but he's the chair of our committee and our inspiration. He's going to be speaking. Angus McIntosh, you had on the show. I think he's the premier expert on Western land settlement, the Homestead Act. It's fascinating to listen to. Nobody knows these statutes and laws and acts better than Angus when it comes to the homestead and settlement. And then you had Trent Luce on your show, too, and he's going to MC and speak. And so it's just going to be, I think, very educational and inspiring, and there will be plenty of opportunity, too, for a dialogue and interaction with these speakers. Plus, we're going to take a tour of the University of Nebraska Lincoln Extension Service and Research Center and have a great barbecue dinner while we're there. We're going to see this this research center that's just fantastic, so that's a bonus, too.
Well, that'll be interesting all in of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be 2 days packed full of information. I mean, that's obvious. And you can, if you go to the website, rangerights.com, you can download exactly what's going, the agenda of the 2 days. And it's going to be well worth it. And it's not that much. I think it's $75 to get in is all.
That's correct.
Okay.
We have a group rate, too, if you want to bring several of your friends, talk to us about a group rate.
Awesome.
You know, when we do these events, we always, at this point out, we kind of scratch our heads and say, why do we do this? It's so nerve-wracking when people wait for the last minute to register. And at Bellevue University, this auditorium is a state-of-the-art facility, but it only holds about 300 people. So we really would love to fill it. We want to feed you well while you're there, lunches on both days, and we've got great hotels in the area that will be, convenient to the campus. And then, like I mentioned, we're going to rent some buses so everybody can travel together up to the University of Nebraska Lincoln's Research Center. It's going to be a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of opportunity for networking and just kind of filling each other's tanks with enthusiasm and information for defending liberty in our Constitution.
And it's a booster shot. It's a patriot booster shot because we have to have that. You know, I deal with things every day, as I know you do, but on the air every day, day in, day out, I live, eat, and breathe the news in the evenings. And I think my husband's kind of getting sick and tired of it. He just leaves the room and he goes now. He watches St. Louis Cardinals play, so he's got that going on, you know. But it's you have to know what's going on, but sometimes it's kind of discouraging. But when you go to these conferences, Kathy, when I do attend them, and I get to hobnob and rub elbows with the real patriots, the real people that are in the trenches fighting for liberty for all America, it's a booster shot for me because I need that. I deal with the doom and gloomers all the time. And I'm not a doom and gloomer because I believe there is hope as long as we, the people, are still fighting.
I agree, Beth. And you're not a doom and gloomer. I love your show. I love your advertisers and your sponsors. And the fact that you've been doing this for 20 years, I think you started then when you were 10. So, I mean, you're just amazing and inspiring. I love everything about your show.
Oh, thank you for that compliment.
An honor to be on your show. And I'm not discouraged. I think we just keep educating people, and especially our young people.
Absolutely.
We ought to be reaching out to these students that are on campuses and bringing them to the Range Rights Symposium, too, because they need to hear this message. Because, as you mentioned, they're being told that socialism is okay, that it's kind of this warm and fuzzy thing, I guess, you know. Mm. students just don't even have a clue, but they are the future guardians of liberty, and we need to educate them. So not get discouraged, just keep on educating and teaching the principles of the Constitution.
We both
That's
know
what we're all about.
We both know that the truth is what sets you free. And so to educate all of us, including the young people, that's what's going to set us free. As long as they're being filled with a bunch of lies and ideology that's incorrect and takes away their liberty, they're not going to know, because, you know, they've had it pretty easy. They've had it pretty easy in life. And now it's going to get ugly if we don't really turn it around. And I'm not doom and gloomer, because I believe that we the people are the answer. And I believe America's waking up. I believe that 3% is turning into 5%, and then it'll be 7%. And we have an advantage over our founding fathers. We already have a constitution. So I thank you so much. I can't wait to meet you. You know, my show will be 6 years old May 2nd. I've been in broadcasting for 20-some years, but my show is 6 years old, and I am honored to meet with you and all those as we come together, circle those wagons, and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.